What is the deeper meaning behind becoming aware of what you desire moment by moment? Desires are what charge us up. They give us an infusion of energy. It's as if we are getting an adrenaline shot. It helps us feel alive. It helps us feel that we are living a vibrant life. An example, we all have had that experience of desiring a car. When we desire a car, we begin to look around to search for the car that is perfectly suited for us, our needs, and the needs of our family. We perhaps go and visit lots that have cars for sale. We talk to friends. We notice cars on the highway or cars that we are drawn and attracted to. We begin to calculate the extent to which we can afford or not afford the car of our desire. It consumes our thoughts, at least temporarily. You see, then, that desire infuses our spirits and our minds with enormous infusions of energy. That's a good thing. The difficulty is that we learn certain patterns infuse an energy spurt in our body that we become addicted to. This, of course, is a well-known habitual pattern for anyone who is an addict, and that includes pretty much everyone. We are all addicted to some particular type of behavior. Some of these behaviors are far, far more harmful to our bodies than other types of behaviors. In terms of individuals who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's, there is no doubt but that foods can have a dramatic impact on health and wellness. Certain foods help relieve symptoms, other foods aggravate symptoms. The connection is immediate. This means, of course, that if you have a persistent nag to eat certain foods that you know are not in your best and highest good, you will suffer the consequences. The reason, then, to become much more aware of what we want and desire is some of that is quite healthy and needs to be pursued vigorously. Some of what we want, however, is not in our best and highest good. Perhaps it's morning time yesterday, and you think to yourself, "Oh, I know I really need to go out and get my regular exercise today." And then you think, "But wouldn't it be nice to cuddle up, have a nice pot of tea, and watch that show that I've been wanting to watch that I taped?" It may be that watching that show cuddled up on a couch is precisely what it is that your body and you need in the moment. But it's also possible that your own desires are undermining your own best and highest good. It may be that the better choice in the moment is to get your body out and begin moving it. Becoming aware of our desires then becomes an exercise of realizing how much our desires can control our choices. The question then turns on whether or not we desire something or need something. Desires also, of course, are piggybacking on past experience energetic charges. We remember what it was like to eat that chocolate, and we think to ourselves, if I have that chocolate now, I'm going to get that same incredible surge of pleasure and energy, so I'm going to do it right now. It's possible to get those surges of energy in other healthy ways as we become much more mindful moment to moment of the choices that we make and the desires that we have, for those desires can consume our choices. those desires can maintain our body in a continual state of imbalance and illness. Become then continuously aware over the next several days of what you desire. Know that what you desire may in fact be incredibly healthy for you and your body and your family and your friends. It's also possible that what you desire in the moment is in fact just the reverse. It is not in your best and highest good. Becoming aware, then, of simply what you desire is 90% of what you need to do in order to make informed and healthy choices for yourself and for your future. Robert Rogers, and this is the Mindfulness Program at Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a delightful week as you desire your heart out and monitor the meaning of what it is that you in fact desire. Good day.